morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, the Mary Griffith Show, is underway. Our first topic is the Quincy Notre Dame Pom Pom Squad and a big fundraiser they're having. Then later in this hour, we'll hear from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the tri-state area. But first, let's talk about the Pom Squad. First, we have Darla Rashar here. She is a proud mother of a Pommer at Quincy Notre Dame. Darla, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I am pleased to be a Pom Mom, and we are so excited to be supporting our Pommers as they are going to the Orange Bowl in December. So we've had a lot of fun as a group and working together with the other parents, and we've got some extra fundraisers this year specifically for the Orange Bowl.
Yes, I remember we had to sell candy bars when we went to all of our things in high school. So you've got a fundraiser coming up. We'll talk about that in a moment, an invitation to the Orange Bowl. Well, Jennifer Terwelp, you're the coach of this team, and I know you probably wouldn't brag on yourself, but you'll brag on your Pom Squad. So first tell us a little bit about yourself, and then talk about the accolades that the Pom Squad has received, because they've been state champions a few times.
Yes, this will be my seventh year as the coach of QND Pommers. It's been a lot of fun. We've worked really hard over the last 7 years. Practice day, a couple days a week during the summer, during the school year we practice, a couple days a week, morning and afternoon, to prepare these girls. And yes, we have been five-time state champs in the POM category for the IDTA state competition, which is the Illinois Drill Team Association. And just because these girls work hard and they put in all this time and effort, and you know, we drill and drill and drill, and it's brought us great success thus far. And because of those successes, I think people have noticed who we are, and we have been blessed with this invitation-only event, and we've decided to take the opportunity to go to this Orange Bowl.
Now, folks, it takes a lot to get invited to these big games, and frankly, you have to be outstanding over a multiple-year period, because when they're deciding who's going to be in the Orange Bowl in 2016-2017, they start looking at things in 2013, you know, so you've got to stay on their radar screen for quite some time to get a prestigious invitation like an appearance at the Orange Bowl. So congratulations for that. I often wonder, why doesn't the IHSA, do they not have a pom-pom championship?
Actually, they do. It is something new that they've started in the last, I think we're going into our fifth year of that. They're trying to kind of establish how they're going to run it. So it's been kind of up in the air of how they're doing things, and they've ran it a certain way for the first 4 years of their time, and now they're looking at different opportunities. But the competition that we compete in right now at the IDTA, they have it broken down into specifically pom or kick or dance or flag, where IHSA, we have to compete. Everybody just goes out there and competes against each other doing those things.
Yeah.
So IHSA is working to hopefully change how they do that, because it's kind of hard for us to take a pom routine and compete against, you know, a lyrical or a flag routine,
right,
just because they're all so different.
Or my spinning rifle, because, yeah, of course, I would have won. What can you say? Or baton or anything else like that. So you've chosen the tournament, the competition that suits your needs the best, and you've become outstanding at it. If the IHSA gets their act together, you'll compete under that
banner,
too.
And we do. We've been going to these IHSA competitions just to get our foot in the door, and we've been successful. We've always qualified out of the first round to make it to the state, where they, the first week they do it, there's like 75 teams, and you have to qualify to make it to the top 30, which is what they consider at the state tournament. And so we always go that first day, and then they take a top 10 to compete for the final day. So we've made it, you know, to the first round of it, but we've never made it to that top 10.
What does it take, and how are people chosen, and how many are chosen to be on the QND Pom Pom Squad?
Every April we have a tryout. The max we can have on our team is 24, because when we compete, that's the amount we can put on the floor to compete. We've had anywhere from, when I first started coaching, there was 12 people on the team, and now this year we have 23. So it's just the talent, and we have judges come in, and we have a rubric, and we kind of just go by that, and we bring in outside people to judge it, and based on your scores and where that line falls is who we take for the team. So.
Okay, so you use outside resources trying to cut down on, she's the favorite, or she only got it because her sister was a pom-pom girl or whatever.
Correct.
So you're trying to be fair, just, and equitable. And so these two dozen ladies that can compete and do these routines, they not only compete, they also are very much ambassadors for Quincy Notre Dame High School. Talk about the places they make appearances, because I imagine, and Darla, chime in here, when your daughter joins the pom-pom squad, you're basically saying every football game, every basketball game, who knows what else, you're going to tell us, Jennifer, they are committed to show up for those things.
Correct. Pom is not something that we just show up for football games and that's it. I mean, we've started in June. We've started practicing. We just actually got back. Last week we were at camp for 4 days where we had a prepare routine to take to that and perform at the camp. And then we come back straight from camp and we go to a band camp so we can practice with the band to perform at all the football games. And then we do soccer games. We perform at the home football or the home basketball games during the winter. We start competition first thing in January. So, I mean, we're just not just a competing team. We are at school all the time. We try to do as many community functions, parades, or different events that people have asked us to come perform at. So we are always trying to get QND's name out there, promote QND, promote the QND Palmers, and we have fun doing it. So it is a huge commitment, and it's a lot of work, but the girls have a lot of fun doing that.
These 23 young women, you know, you've got freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Is there an equal number? Like you have to have so many freshmen on the squad? No, it's just whoever is the best.
Yes, we have this.
Do you have like a JV where people want to be? They're kind of working their way up.
Nope, and that's kind of what's unique about QND Palm is that a lot of teams when we do go compete, there is a JV team and a varsity competing, and we don't do that. We put the freshmen in there with the seniors. We work hard all summer to get those freshmen up to the standards of what the rest of the team is, and we all work together and. Freshmen through seniors, it doesn't matter. You're a part of the QND Palm team and you are a member, so you are expected to have that same expectation no matter what age you are.
Well, if only I'd had better coaching in the early 1970s, my life could have changed. Maybe I could have been a pom-pom girl, but you have to know your left from your right, be able to dance, and maybe even, you know, bend over and touch your toes. So I was rejected summarily, but life went on. Let's talk about the Orange Bowl invitation real quick. Jennifer Terwelp, you're the coach. What exactly will your girls be doing? And give us the dates. Just give us the general what's going to happen with this trip.
So we will leave to go to Miami, Florida on December 27th. The girls will get there and they'll participate in a dance convention that is taught by different dance leaders who have taught on So You Think You Can Dance or Dancing with the Stars or big name choreographers for big name performers. They will be there to teach the girls at a convention. So we'll do that for a day or two. The girls will also be learning their routine that they're going to be performing at halftime of the Orange Bowl, which the Orange Bowl game is on the 30th. So they will be learning all of that, and the performance at that halftime show will be with a live entertainer. They haven't announced who that is yet, but they said in September they'll make their announcement. But I think it's a pretty cool opportunity. I mean, every time we go out and perform, we perform with our band or perform with a CD of songs that we choose, but the girls are actually going to get to perform in front of millions of people on a big field with a live entertainer. So we're very excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, the national audience will be in the millions, but even the local audience, when you walk out, I remember when I stepped on the field at the Superdome in New Orleans, and you realize that 100,000 people there personally are there watching you. It becomes a little bit intimidating to perform, so I'm sure they'll make it. But now, Darla, here's the key question. Who do they want this performer to be? Do they want it to be Justin Bieber? I mean, who do the girls want?
Is he
yesterday's news? Tell me.
He's probably yesterday news
for
the high school girls. But
okay.
I'm not sure I can keep up with who they want because it changes constantly.
But hopefully it will be something that... but then they have to... they can't be watching the performance. They have to be performing.
That's okay.
So maybe it doesn't even matter who it is. Mm. Although if he had his picture taken or her picture taken with the squad, I'm sure it would be great. Well, this is all fun and games, folks. It's wonderful to be invited to the Orange Bowl. It's wonderful to leave December 27th. It's wonderful to be in the halftime show on December 30th. But somebody's got to pay for all of this. And Darla Rashar is one of those people that's got to pay for all this as a mom. So we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can help send the pom-pom squad there and have a great time doing it. We're back, a little Miami-themed kind of music to get them ready to go to the Orange Bowl, and they're going to be performing at the halftime. So hopefully we'll get to see some of that routine. Darla Rashar is a pom mom, as she says, and Jennifer Terwelp is the QND pom-pom coach. And Darla, we've got a fundraising event coming up. It's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars to get these 23 girls and all their equipment and all their chaperones down to Miami, Florida in December. So tell us a little bit about the event you've got coming up.
Absolutely. We are very excited to be hosting Mystery Orange. And it is going to focus on, it's a murder mystery night, and we're going to have a twist of Pom in there. So the Pommers will be at the event. They will be serving the water and the tea. They'll be bussing the tables. They're going to perform for the audience. But the whole idea is that it's going to be a high school homecoming type of dance with a little murder mystery involved. So people can be a part. They can play a character. When they arrive, they'll be assigned a character. They might be a football player. They might be a cheerleader. They might be a news reporter. Whatever character they're assigned, that's who they become for the night. And then the mayhem begins.
Okay, so if you want to be a detective, or if you never had a chance to be captain of the cheerleading squad, now's your chance
exactly.
to take on that role. That would be fantastic. And really, these dinner mystery theaters are very popular because for those who are outgoing and want to be part of the participation, great. But if you just want to sit back and watch the mayhem at Murder High or whatever it is, you can do that as well. So when is this event, and how much are tickets, and how do we get involved?
The event is Saturday, August 6th. The doors are going to open at 5:30 p.m. The event starts at 6 p.m. Tickets, you can call a phone number of 430-4114, or you can call 257-0386, or you can go to the QND Palms page on Facebook and register there. And we will have tickets available. The tickets are $50. If you would like a table of 8 to 10, if you bring a whole table, we give a discount of $45 per person. So
okay.
If you want to sit with a certain group, you know, get a table together from work, it would be a great ladies' night out. It would be a great spouse, friends' night out. Again, a whole table has a discounted price.
Okay. And this is August 6th. And where will it be held? And do you know the menu yet?
We're going to be at the TNC Inn, and our caterer will be JJ's Catering. So we're going to have two entrees, and then we'll have some fun side dishes along with some fun desserts to go along with the theme.
Okay, so you can't go wrong with JJ's Catering in the Town and Country Inn and Suites. It's Saturday, August 6th. $50 gets you the entire shooting match. Will adult beverages be available for purchase?
We will have a cash bar available.
Okay. The girls will not be bringing those to the table, obviously. The girls will only be bussing the tables and bringing water and tea and coffee. But if you are a person who enjoys an adult beverage, they will be allowed. You'll just have to go up to the bar and get it yourself. Don't try to send your waiter up.
No.
That will not be working.
No.
So I think this is great. Now, is this, I've been curious about this since you called me, Darla, and talked to me about this. Is this a little play that you have kind of made up on your own, or is this something that you purchased and are paying copyright for?
We actually purchased it through nightofmystery.com, and then the elements that we've added to it are the Pom element.
Right.
So the Pommers will get a chance to perform. We've got a couple of other fun activities planned with the Pommers just to make sure that the Pom stays a prominent part of the evening.
So it's basically set at kind of a homecoming dance, a homecoming school function, and so you're going to be transported back to your homecoming, and so adults, you can take the roles of all the people that, you know, they'll always be, I like the news reporter role, make sure you're somebody really mean and nasty, you know, for that one. I hope there'll be a high school principal. That would be a great role, too.
There is a role for a high school
okay.
principal.
Okay, that is great. So this, the name of it is Mystery Orange. Is that what you're calling
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Mystery Orange. It's a fundraiser to send the QND Palm Squad to the Orange Bowl in Miami. They'll be leaving Quincy on December 27th, and they will be performing at the halftime show on the 30th. And oh, between the 27th and 30th, they have to learn the routine. So that'll be kind of fun. They'll get down there and have a great time in Miami. Do you want to disclose how much? I mean, I used to know how much it cost to send our group in high school. We had about 35 of us, I think. It was several thousand dollars. Jennifer Turwell, how much is it going to cost?
Our goal when we first set out to do this was to raise about $36,000. It's almost like $1,200 a girl to attend, and then we're actually deciding to fly down instead of drive. So we're also trying to raise some money for those plane tickets as well to get there.
Oh, these kids today, they're so spoiled. But you're right. I mean, it is a very long ride to get all the way down to Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We decided that a 25-hour bus ride wasn't going to work in the time frame that we had, so we decided that it'd be easier to fly, get there, and have some time to enjoy, you know, the beach and different things as well.
Very wise, very wise. I won't comment on how in the olden days I walked uphill to school both ways, home and back, you know, and carried two hard-boiled eggs in my hands and my mittens to keep them warm. But I think it's great that you get a chance to go, and certainly very prestigious. So 23 girls will be going, and then you'll have to have chaperones and stuff like that.
Yes, we have, like she said, 23 girls, and then I will also be attending. And then we have probably about 25 parents who are going to be coming with us as well. To help me get the girls there, and just also to be there to support the girls and watch them on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them.
And to watch them when they're in the hotel room, too.
Right,
Make sure nothing bad happens to them. Okay, I'm going to give these numbers again. You correct me if I'm wrong, Darla Rashar, to call for tickets, 430-4114 or 257-0386. I'll give you those one more time. 430-4114 or 257-0386, or go to the Quincy Palm Pond. Why isn't it Palm Palm? Why is it Palm Pond?
That's a good question.
I'm going to, whoever the next president is, that's the first bill I want passed. I can't say Palm Pond. Or you can go to the Palm Pond Facebook page for QND to find all about the dinner, the Mystery Orange Murder Mystery Dinner, Saturday night, August 6th at the Town and Country Inn and Suites. Anything I forgot to ask you that you'd like to say?
I would just like to say, Mary, we did do a business campaign, and we have had some very generous sponsors from the business community. So we just want to take this opportunity to thank them as well. So, you know, all of those businesses, you'll see several of them on our T-shirts that we have that are orange, of course. So please support those businesses, because they've been generous to support us.
That is great, because you're at $50 a head. You're not going to raise $36,000 at Murder Mystery Night.
No.
But you're gonna get a chance for people in the public to support. And if you don't want to go to Murder Mystery Night, but if you just have fond memories of maybe a trip you took and you'd like to make this happen for girls, because, again, you've made the commitment, everybody goes, even those that whose families could not possibly do this but on their own.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, and that's what we are really hoping for, is that for everybody to attend, we do need all of this money to help us get there.
Okay. I wish you all the best in the world.
Thank you.
And I think you should really send a news reporter along to cover all of the activities. And I know one that I would think would be perfect. Jennifer Turwelp, Darla Rashar, thank you so very much. Good luck. We'll continue to promote it on WTAD. And you folks, if you like Mystery Dinner Theater, it's for you. We've got to pause right now to head up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative. We've got to learn about what's happening in the world of farm markets today. It's 9:40. Our conversation continues with Big Brothers Big Sisters right after this. Thank you for staying with us on the Mary Griffith Show. We have 15 minutes before we hit the top of the hour in Fox News, and we're going to say good morning to Cindy Denby. She is with the Big Brother Big Sister organization, and we're going to talk a little bit about that organization, and I'm sure how you, our radio listeners, can get involved as a volunteer or a donor. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about the area served by Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, I have the position of as Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of West Central Illinois. We now serve 7 counties. We used to have 5, and in the past 6 months, the national headquarters has asked us to take on 2 more counties. So we have Adams, Morgan, Cass, Schuyler, Brown, Pike, and Scott counties now. And so our area has gotten very large.
And that's very good, because we need, I think they call it little magic or big magic. There's some tagline that Big Brothers Big Sisters has, so you'll have to give that back to me, but I know it's something to do with magic, right?
It is. Our website is bigmagic.org.
Okay, so little kids with their adult mentors can make big magic with the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. Now, you serve not only, you know, cities like Jacksonville and Quincy and smaller communities, of course, like Mount Sterling and Pittsfield, but you also have the mission to go out in the rural areas, and I'm sure sometimes those areas are a little bit harder to fill. Let's talk a little bit first about what the Big Brothers Big Sisters program is all about, because it's really kind of a one-on-one mentoring. Who are the children who are involved, and who are the adults who can get involved?
That's a great question. Our children, we enroll children between the ages of 5 and 14. Right now, our agency is currently serving over 580 children. What the bigs that we look for depends on the program. I mean, we have high school programs, so high school students are able to be in the program. For our community matches, they need to be over 18 years old. Obviously, we go through background checks and do things like that. But, you know, what we're really looking for is we're looking for that person that can spend at least an hour a week with our littles and help them have the opportunity to achieve success in life. And that's what we're looking for.
That is so, so great. Now, I know you probably have some programs coming up. You have some things you want to talk about. So I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you to set the agenda now that we've set the stage about what Big Brothers and Big Sisters program is. Cindy Denby, what's coming up? What's happening? What do you need from us?
Well, you know, we do lots of various events. You know, we're always doing fundraisers and doing those type of things. But, you know, the main thing that we need right now is, quite frankly, because we're getting ready to go back into the school again, is what we need is we need bigs. We need bigs in our different school systems. We need bigs to help with, you know, the kids that are looking for the opportunity to have someone special in their life. So we need volunteers for that. We also need volunteers, you know, obviously to help us with our different activities. So, for example, August 13th, we have a pool party coming up for the kids. And our pool party just isn't for the kids that are matched. It's the kids that are on our wait list as well, which right now is about 40. And so, you know, we're trying to have activities that the kids have an opportunity to come out and do things like that. And we're always looking for volunteers for that to, you know, help us supervise the kids and do those type of things. And a lot of times what happens is we will have people come out and they will come to one of our activities and they see how terrific these kids are and they get to meet our staff and they get to meet some of the parents that are there as well. And they realize that this is a really, really good fit for them. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. Obviously, you know, we're like everybody else now. Everybody's looking for, as I call it, the ultimate big. You know, we're always looking for donors. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking, you know, we all have the financial burden that we're all trying to overcome. You know, I think all of the nonprofit organizations wish that there'd be a, you know, a huge lottery for non-for-profits and the money would go to non-for-profits and we could all just do our jobs and not have to worry about the financials. As you well know, you know what that's like.
I know what it's like, and it's a struggle. You know, the other thing is, when you volunteer to be the big brother or the big sister, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money. You can take them to activities that are free of charge. For example, you might go to the, you know, Adams County Fair with them. The children get in free. Walk around with them. Look at all the pigs and the sheep and the cows and the chickens and the bunny rabbits, you know. A lot of times I volunteer in the Quincy Public Schools, and I would meet people who were coming in. They were having lunch with their little sister or their little brother. Again, you know, something that they can do, you know, once a week or whatever. And you can take them out and pitch ball in the park. It doesn't have to be something that costs a lot of money once you're paired.
Well, you know what? That's a great point that you just brought up because, you know, we actually sometimes deter people spending money. If we find out that it's always about them taking, you know, their little out to eat or taking their little to buy them something, that's not what we want. We want them to, exactly what you're talking about, life experiences. May it be going through to a park for the first time or walking through a garden, taking the kids to church. You know, I have lots of stories about, you know, our littles, the first time they've ever sat down with a family meal where, you know, it's been a structured dinner or supper has been at one of our bigs' house. you know, you may have like a different genre of music than what I like, and so you turn them on to that, where all of a sudden, you know, they're hearing, you know, classical or symphonies, or you know, they may be into, you know, country, and you never really listened to country, and now you're listening to country, and it's that. And I think the thing that a lot of people don't realize is it's a wonderful experience for our little, but I think it's as life-changing, if not more life-changing, for our big.
Oh, yes, indeed. And it can be young couples who don't have children yet, but who want to pass along, you know, some of their future parenting, you know, not that they're guinea pigs and they're practicing on them, but it's like, you know, well, let's go to the ballpark and throw the ball around or play croquet or, you know, let's see what it's like to have a 7-year-old or a 14-year-old, you know, and the good news is we can always take them back home, you know, but you develop. I know I have a friend, he's in a nursing home now, but he still is visited by his little because their relationship has spanned, believe it or not, almost 40 years. And they're still, yeah, they're still in great connection with each other. So you can make a lifelong lasting bond, or you can be a very temporary, just little boost for kids. Because the little brothers and little sisters, the ones that are chosen for the program, they usually have some kind of need in their family, the need for maybe a male role model or a female role model, or just someone compassionate. Who can deal with them, or maybe they're being cared for by their grandparents, and grandma and grandpa can't go out and play and run with them like, you know, a younger person could. So you'll match people based on what they want to do, based on what the kids want to do. You'll find that perfect match, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we don't just match to match. You know, people always say to me, well, how come you have kids on the wait list? Well, the reason why we have kids on the wait list is we haven't found that big yet, you know, and some of these kids, you know, you're exactly right. You know, some of the kids just really want someone that is going to give them the opportunity to be challenged, you know, and may it be athletically or may it be that they want to do things with, you know, science or something like that. It's just, you know, we just can't put two people together just because two people need to have a match. We have to be selective, because the worst thing that can happen is if we put a match together and it doesn't work out and it's a bad experience for both parties, then what happens lots of times is, you know, you can lose the little and you can lose the big as well. And that's the last thing that we want to have happen. We want it to be a positive experience. And, you know, and you know, there's kind of a misnomer out there, because for a long time, a lot of people thought that all of the children that were involved in our program were like poverty level. And that's not true. You know, yes, we do have children that are poverty level, but we also have children that come from, you know, very large families. And, you know, mom and dad both may be working, and, you know, they, you know, may have a child that they want to have the opportunity to spend some time with somebody, an hour a week, totally focused on them, listening. And you're right. Maybe it's that, you know, it's the young boy that gets to go out with his big brother, and, you know, they're going out and they're just playing catch for an hour, or maybe they're going to a Gems game, or maybe they're, you know, maybe their opportunity is that they get to go fishing or something like that. But you're exactly right. The opportunity for the children is so important. It's also so important for the big, and that we make the right match. That's the most important thing that our case managers have to do, is they have to be good listeners. And when they're doing the interview, because they interview the bigs, obviously, we interview the little, and we also interview the parents. And when we do all of that through our processes and all the information that we gather, that's how we decide how to make the match.
Well, Cindy Denby, we're almost out of time, so let's talk about that match. If there are folks out there listening, they're over the age of 18, they're married or single, they're male or female, they're older or younger, whatever. Anyone can be a big brother or big sister if they have the desire to enrich the life of a child. So how can they get in touch with your program? How can they say, hey, I'd like to be considered as a big brother or big sister?
They can go to bigmagic.org. And they can just go on that line, and they can fill out, you know, the information. Actually, United Way also, you know, the United Way page, and I just went completely blank on what it's called. Well, United Way page.
United Way of Adams County would be one.
Yes, but you know how United Way has that, they have that website where we can all go in and have people sign up for volunteers.
Okay. Well, they could probably find that as a subset of the United Way page. So, yeah, just you Google United Way in your county and get on their website, and you can sign up for Big Brothers Big Sisters that way. That sounds great.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. And, Mary, thank you so much for having us on this morning. This means so much.
Well, it's a wonderful program. I love it. I endorse it, and I think it's great, and I wish you all the success in the world. And you come back on again maybe in January, and we'll get them started again for the next semester of school, okay?
And if I could just say one last thing.
Yes.
We were just selected one of the top five agencies in the country out of 307. We were the smallest agency to win the Pinnacle Award. It's like the Super Bowl of what you can win at Big Brothers Big Sisters National. And we couldn't have done that without the wonderful communities that offer us volunteers, the wonderful bigs that we have. So it says a lot about the people in all of our counties, especially Adams County, because they've always been such a great supporter of us. So I just wanted to say from all of us, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to have that success and being such a big part of it. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll say goodbye to Cindy Denby and wish her well with the Big Brothers Big Sister program. Thank you for listening today, folks, to the Mary Griffiths Show. It has been wonderful. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Ronald McDonald House. So stay tuned for that.